The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to welcome you all to Happy Hour. Anyone here for the first time at Happy Hour? Yes, great. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. So whatever you need to know will be shared with you during the Happy Hour guided meditation. No experience is necessary at all whatsoever. And the main part of our time together is a guided meditation, a 30-minute guided meditation that I'll guide you through. And different times we choose a different theme having to do with kindness, friendliness, care, compassion, whatever might be practices of the heart. And come on in, no worries, come on in. And the practice I've chosen for tonight's offering is the practice of self-kindness, friendliness with ourselves, care for ourselves, which is really the most important and fundamental part of the practice of cultivating kindness and care. The Buddha says, if you far and wide, all over the world, you won't find anyone more deserving of your own care, of your own friendliness, of your own kindness. Isn't that lovely? I think that is quite lovely. And each week we take a different way to explore it. And a few things to say about today's practice. One is, you know, I'll be guiding a guided meditation. And then these are just invitations, suggestions. This particular practice of cultivating kindness, metta, loving kindness. Metta is the word in Pali. Loving kindness is the funky translation of it. I like friendliness a little better, or goodwill. So as I guide you, again, think that these are just invitations and your mind might be in a different place. You might be working with slightly something different in a given time. Don't feel like you're failing, like, oh, I'm not doing it exactly as she says. These are suggestions. So see what's right for you at any point, as long as you're being friendly and kind towards whatever is coming up. Like, oh, I'm failing. It's okay, sweetie. It's all right. I love you anyway, right? Then you're practicing metta. You're practicing loving kindness. Oh, I'm falling asleep. My mind is all over the place. It's okay, sweetie. It's all right. You're doing your best. Ah, then you're practicing loving kindness. You see, you don't need to be exactly following the steps I say, like do this, do that, bring this to your mind. You may or you may not. So give yourself a lot of permission. As long as you're being kind to yourself, you're cultivating this muscle of kindness that can go a long, long way, both in supporting yourself in this practice as well as supporting others in your life, in your practice, in their life, in their practice overall. So having said that, let's see, what else do I want to share before starting? Also to say, practice of mindfulness or vipassana or insight is seeing things as they are. So seeing with awareness. Seeing phenomena, seeing reality, your thoughts, your mind, physical sensations, the breath, just as it is. There's not a lot of creativity there, imagination. The practice of loving kindness, metta, compassion, etc., which is what we're doing at Happy Hour, it's actually a very, you use a lot of creative imagination in order to kindle, in order to bring up, remind yourself, what is the feeling of care and love? and kindness that you all have. You all know what it feels like. And using some creativity to kind of bring it up, bringing up an embodied feeling, a sense of it, so that you can stoke the fire some more and really cultivate it. So does that make sense? You have a lot of permission to be creative, see what works for you, okay, in this practice. And I will just be offering some invitations. So about tonight's practice, the way I will be guiding it tonight is really starting with just the sense of care and kindness that you have for people that you care about. I've let this practice in many ways conjuring up the image of someone you care about. But the way I'm going to do it tonight is going to be a little different, as you see, and I'm going to give you a little preview before we get into it. And I'll tell you how doing this practice this way came up for me. So a few days ago, I was preparing myself some lunch, and I was cutting some tofu and doing this. And then the thought came up for me that, the other day when I was preparing lunch, the same miso soup, you know, cutting tofu, I was preparing it for my cousin, whom I love. There was a lot of love and care the way I was doing it, different from just kind of like going through the motions for myself, cutting the tofu, grabbing some miso. The way I was doing it for her was just kind of caring, like, this person I care about is coming for lunch, this person I love. Right? You know that feeling, right? And for you, it may not be preparing food. It might be something else. Maybe picking up someone you care about from the airport, or might be if you're knitting something, or you're about to go visit someone, or you're cleaning your apartment or your room because they're coming and visiting you, or making tea, or whatever it might be, right? So whatever your experience might be, there is this sense of, this person you care about. So as I was preparing tofu, then I thought, this miso soup, I thought, what if I had the sense of, like the beloved I'm waiting for arriving this afternoon was actually me? What if I was expecting myself coming for lunch? And then it brought the feeling of, this is probably my mom who's passed away now. That's how she would have felt preparing a lunch for me. So putting myself in her shoes, seeing myself through her caring eyes, like, she would have like prepared whatever she prepared with so much love for me, right? So seeing myself from that perspective. So you see there's some mental acrobatics here. So do whatever works for you to kind of like this feeling of caring for yourself. What if you were your own beloved? So I'm going to guide you and suggest some activity you've done for someone you've cared about, and then imagine you're the person arriving. And that's going to be our entry point, and we'll take it to some other places. But of course, at first, I'll guide some breath meditation, some body embodiment, just so that we arrive and settle. And after that, we'll move to metta and loving kindness, so you know what to expect. And I'm going to end the practice today with a piece I would like to read, a little writing from Anne Hillman. So with that, I'm going to invite you, especially if you're new, this is the perfect time to go get some cushions, extra cushions, to be comfortable if you want to move, if you want to sit on a chair, if you're sitting in a cushion, if you want to sit in a cushion, if you're sitting in a chair. This is the perfect time to be kind to yourself and see, body, what do you need? Can you sit like this without moving for 30 minutes, or do you need more cushions and stuff? Or would you like to move? If the answer is, I would like to move, please make this your first act of kindness to yourself tonight to get what your body needs, okay? And with that, I'm going to invite you to move your body a little bit. See what your body needs. Maybe move your arms, your neck, just listening to your body. Maybe moving back and forth a little bit, side to side, finding your seat. And settling, allowing your back to be as relaxed and straight as possible, imagining that there's a magnet pulling up in the top of your head, pulling you up vertebrae by vertebrae. And then allowing, if you're sitting in a chair, allowing the bottom of your feet to be flat on the floor or a cushion. It's important not to cross your legs, but to have the feet stably on the ground. Maybe rolling back your shoulders a little bit. If you're sitting on the cushion, you have to cross your legs. So, maybe rolling back your shoulders a little bit, allowing your hands to be relaxed on your lap. Maybe gently closing your eyes. Feeling your posture from within. Feeling your face, your forehead. Opening, relaxing your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your chin, your jaw, your tongue. Relaxing, softening. Letting light, letting ease, lightness come in. Allowing your face, your head to relax, feeling as if the heaviness, the lead heaviness, lead-like heaviness of the stress and holding. Is pouring out, drip by drip, being replaced by the fluffiness, the lightness. As if fluffy clouds are in your forehead, your eyebrows. Soft. Letting the heaviness drain away from your neck and shoulders. Your upper hands and lower hands. Upper arms and lower arms and hands. Letting there be a lightness, a sense of fluffiness, like white, fluffy clouds, light. As if your face, your neck, shoulders, your arms and hands could all float. feeling fluffy, light. Allowing your chest to feel light. Upper back, lower back. Your belly. Feeling light. Fluffy. Floating. Unentangled, spacious. Your entire upper body feeling light, fluffy, as it gets filled with the breath, the air. Feeling fluffier and lighter, more spacious. With each and every breath. Letting each lead weight of tension, like a little lead ball magically tied to a balloon and carried away, leaving light. Like a cotton ball, soft, fluffy, light, not contracted. Letting your sit bones, your groin area, your bottom, upper legs, lower legs and feet, to feel light, letting go of any lead balls of tension. Feeling fluffed up, light, with every in-breath, being fluffed up some more, light, relaxed, soft. If you find your mind resting on a thought or plan, past, future. It's okay, you're not doing this practice wrong. This is what happens. This is what minds do. For the sake of this practice, right now, together, in order to settle the mind, just simply notice where the mind is, what it's resting on. And without any judgment, simply inviting your attention, your awareness back to be with the body, with the breath. Each breath, each in-breath, each out-breath, like a lullaby, calming, settling, place of refuge from the busyness of the day and your life, right here, right now, just sitting, just sitting and breathing, that's all. Deliciously simple. And now I'd like to invite you, if you like, to bring to mind while you're sitting and breathing in this spacious space, bring to mind some kind of activity that you've done in the past. For someone you care about, for someone who's dear to you. Might have done it once or many times. Maybe you've prepared a meal for someone you care about. Or maybe you've driven to pick them up from the airport, or to pick them up to take them out to eat together, or to see a movie. Or you have made an artwork for them, or a card, or knitted something, baked a cake, whatever it might be. Made origami, whatever it might be, wrote a song, wrote a letter to, whatever it might be. And I invite you to bring that activity to mind, the steps of that activity and your excitement going through those steps as clearly as you can imagine. Feeling yourself as if it were right now, preparing a meal, the steps, the excitement of, oh, this dear person is going to enjoy this, this beloved, this friend, this family. Or it could be a pet, even. Maybe you went to the grocery store to buy something. Or someone you care about, a gift, whatever it might be. Invite you to imagine it as clearly as you can, the sense of care, goodwill, kindness, love, in those steps, in the practical activity of what you're doing, and feel it in your body right now as you're sitting here, as if you were doing it right now. Taking a few moments to just flesh it out for yourself. First, with your dear friend, whoever it is you care about, with them in mind, just to prime the heart. And now I'd like to invite you to imagine putting the final touches, either the meal or you're about to go pick them up, or whatever it is. Now imagine as you open the door or whatever it might be, it's both them and yourself, both of you. Together. Allowing your kindness, the sense of goodwill and care, to shower both of these beings. Both the person you care about and yourself, as your own beloved. Oh dear, I've prepared this meal for you, my dear self. I care about you. You're dear to me. If it becomes a little difficult, then direct it to the person you care about. And then when the heart is primed, include yourself. Maybe include a younger version of yourself, a child version of yourself. Maybe now, both you, as you're practicing, and your dear person, both of you, are directing your care and affection towards a younger version of you. Whatever the age might be. Maybe there's a photograph of you at some age that comes to mind. A sense of kindness and care, affection, might be wordless, just feeling a sense of care for a younger version of you. Also seeing, feeling this being, other being you care about. Look at a younger version of you with kind eyes, with affection, or whatever is appropriate, if holding or hugging is appropriate in this visual imagery, feel free to see what's appropriate for you. Maybe as an expression of your care, you're all sitting and having this lovingly prepared meal together. Or whatever it might be for you in your version. Use your imagination to just feel the sense of care, affection. For yourself. Whatever words come from your heart, you can silently recite them. It could be something like, I care for you. I love you. I wish you well. I wish you safety. I wish you happiness. I wish you health. I wish you ease. Or whatever words work for you right now, connecting to your heart. And if you lose connection, conjuring up the image of your dear friend, dear person, and the younger version of yourself. Feeling their care for a younger version of you. Feeling all three of you, your current version, current age, younger version, and your dear being, all of you. In a field of care and love, wishing each other goodness, held in love, held in care. If it helps you connect more with your own good wishes for yourself, you can put your hand in the middle of your chest. May I be safe. May all of us be safe, all three of us. May all of us be happy. I wish happiness and joy, a joyful heart. May all of us be healthy. And have a healthy body. And may all of us have ease. Whatever supports you to feel a sense of kindness and care for yourself, sense of friendliness, not excluding yourself from your own kindness and care. And I will end actually with a poem from Derek Wellicott. Instead, and let this wash over you. The poem is called Love After Love. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, feast on your life. Give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. So for the second part of our practice together tonight, what I'd like to invite us is an interactive practice of metta, which is the first part we sit with our eyes closed, and the second part, as I usually like to explain, is a way to kind of workshop our care, our friendliness for the world. It's like a stepping stone, so it's an interactive exercise where we'll be listening with care to the other, to other two people. So in the moment we'll get into groups of three. It's an invitation. And the prompt will be, so there's a prompt I'll share with you, and then there's a how that we do it, which is actually even more important than the prompt. The prompt is, how was this practice for you? And there's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, I was sleepy, it's perfectly fine. Whatever you say, it doesn't matter what you say. You're really not speaking for the other people's benefit, but for your own benefit of being held witness and speaking. And you're also practicing speaking from a sense of being embodied, feeling your body while you speak. It's also a very important practice of listening, where you're listening without interrupting, without thinking about what you're going to say next. None of that. Whatever you need to say, it doesn't matter, it'll just come up. You're listening with your whole body, with kindness, with care to the other person, giving your full attention, which is the biggest gift we can give each other. So listening with kindness, without interrupting, just listening to another human being. The same level of care, as if you were listening to a younger version of yourself or an older version of yourself, whatever that might be. We're not so different from each other. Does that, any questions about what we're going to do, how we're going to do it? Groups of three. One, each person will speak for about a minute or so. How was the practice? No right or wrong. You don't have to impress anybody. It doesn't matter. I didn't like it. Didn't work for me. Fine. I loved it. Fine. Doesn't matter. Just, it's a practice of speaking and listening with kindness. And as you're listening, just listening, giving your full attention. What is it like to let go of all the planning and thinking? Listening with kindness. It's best if you're all sitting on the same level, either the chair or the floor. And if you came here with someone, I suggest you get to group with somebody else. So please, go. Look around, raise your hand if you need a partner. It will all work out. Groups of two are fine too. I think we'll have one group of two. It's all good. I think I think for me, as I witness, you know, both the guided meditation as well as the interactive meditation, just seeing the interactions and how people go into the interactive the practice with trepidation at the beginning. Oh, we have to talk now. Oh. And then I see you all light up while you're doing it. And in fact, I just came across a research article last week that people tend to underestimate how much they will enjoy. In fact, they'll think, interacting is just awful, and then they end up liking, you know, really, really enjoying it. So you're not, this is everybody's experience. Like, oh, it's going to be terrible. She's making us talk. And then like, oh, that was so nice to connect with another human being. How lovely was that? So remember that next time when you have that trepidation of, oh, I'm just going to leave IMC. I'm not going to engage. That's what everyone, well, anyway. So we have time for comments, reflections, questions, whatever came up for you, either the first part of the practice or the second part. And wait for the mic, please. And we have limited time, so go. Yes, please.
Thank you so much. That was lovely. I definitely, I thought about the first time I ever cooked dinner for my mom when I was younger, and then she came home. It was just like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Mm. And I really love cooking for myself, so just inviting myself over for dinner is a great way to practice that self-love and self-appreciation.
Oh, lovely.
So thank you.
Thank you. I love that, the way you're talking about it. I'm getting chills, like inviting yourself over to dinner. How sweet. How kind. Lovely. Thank you. What else? What was that like for you?
Thank you. That was the first time I smiled during meditation.
Aww.
So it was great.
Lovely. It was lovely for me to hear your first time ever you smiled during meditation. Yay! Sweet. Yeah. What else?
This feels very vulnerable, but I was telling my group, and I don't think I would have thought of this unless we had the group sharing. I used to have a regular practice in Santa Cruz, and really enjoyed my sangha there, and tonight was like the first night where I really felt comfortable in this center, so I'm feeling much more inspired to keep coming back. Thank you.
That's lovely. I'm delighted to hear that. Really deeply welcome. So glad you're here, and hope you come back and practice here. Lovely. Sweet. Yeah. What else? Any other reflections? Questions, comments, complaints, everything is welcome. Anything that didn't work for you, that would be, you know, you worked with it a little differently, creatively for you. You became, you know, scientist of your own mind. Anything you want to comment on?
I just want to piggyback off what this gentleman said here, that I didn't really think about, was like inviting.
Take your time, no rush. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay, take your time. Take your time. We're all supporting you with this. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't get through it.
It's okay. It's okay. You can breathe. You can just let the tears come. It's all okay. It's all okay. Everything is welcome. The tenderness is welcome too. Holding it with kindness. Yeah. Yeah.
So like inviting, like I liked what he said about inviting myself over for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, just like being able to spend time with myself like that has been like a really important thing that I've been trying to practice.
Yeah.
So I really liked that.
Yeah. Thank you. That's beautiful and tender And I'm getting chills listening to you. What a beautiful practice to spend loving time with yourself, lovingly. Yeah. Thank you so much. Beautiful. May you all spend loving time with yourself. Thank you all. And now I would like to share the piece by Anne Hellman. I'm going to ask you to actually close your eyes and let this wash over you. And this piece is called The Song of Love. You are loved. You are accepted. Held in a vast embrace. There is nothing in you, nothing of character or tendencies, race or sexuality, accomplishment or failure, that is not held, not needed. You are a child of God, of the universe. That which you are is deeply wanted. You are not alone, not left to your own devices. There is more going on than can be seen. You belong to an activity that is beyond comprehension. Trust it. You are known. That which you have sought is seeking you. That which you want to offer life is greatly needed. You may not yet know what it is, but it is exactly the right gift and only yours to give. Give it. You are part of a great leap of loving, such as the world has ever known. You have work to do. Begin it. There is only one ancient and forever work of art, the slow fashioning of life and the gradual flowering of love. Find your way. Find your companions. Give your life to love. The world sings in its many voices, "Do you love me?" It stumbles across your path 100 times a day. Respond. Be bred, be broken. Let go of what you know. Find in your heart what your mind can't comprehend. Moment by moment, place by place, person by person, wound by wound. Dance, fall, fail. You will be busy, but not with the busyness of the world. In the heart of you lies love. Without your opposition, it shines through you. You have only to let yourself be held in the larger embrace. Let yourself be loved. Let yourself be known as you are, and you will be lit up. Thomas Merton said, "There is no way of telling people they're walking around shining like the sun." You are shining. You are not only the small being who wants to be safe. You are love. You are life. You are light. I'll repeat the last part. Thomas Merton said, "There is no way of telling people they're walking around shining like the sun." You are shining. You are not only the small being who wants to be safe. You are love. You are life. You are light. Go shining. Go shining. See you next time.